Welcome to Beauty and the Brain with your hosts, Dr. Chris Crowley and nurse practitioner Jerry Drinkard. Get ready to dive into the latest in revolutionary treatments, cutting-edge devices, and wellness secrets. Whether you're a consumer or provider, we're here to empower you at the forefront of beauty and aesthetics.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Beauty and the Brain, the podcast where we discuss all things aesthetics. I'm your co-host, Dr. Chris Crowley.
And I'm Jerry Drinkard, family nurse practitioner. Together, Chris and I own Skin & Tonic Med Spa located in Pace, Florida. And today we're talking about kind of our baby that we've neglected a little bit.
I know. I'm kind of excited about this. We just returned from filming a reality show called The Blocks. And we realized kind of when we were at the show, we were presenting on this business that we haven't really done a great job of even letting our own patients know that we have this procedure and we invented it.
We did it. And, you know, we're so passionate about it. We treat patients with it a lot. We have good results, but we really have neglected it. Like if it was a true human, they'd call DCH on us.
That is true. We have neglected it some. So we're going to take this episode just to talk all about it, to let people know what it is, what we're doing, and a service that we've been providing for a while at Skin & Tonic at our main location just in outside of Pensacola in Pace, Florida.
You want to talk a little bit about The Blocks, like you just mentioned it briefly, kind of a little blip about why we went?
Sure. And how I drug you along for the ride?
Drug me along.
So The Blocks is a reality show, and actually it's interesting because I heard about this. A student mentioned it to me. I was teaching a class in New York and a student mentioned that they had seen something on a business reality show. And I was teaching a med spa business class and they watched it and said, look it up. So I actually searched for it and found some information on it. And that is how I started the application process. Now, I guess the company does lots of social media advertising to try to get in people who may have not heard about it or may not know about it for entrepreneurs. But it was interesting because we didn't hear about it that way. So I found it, applied through it, and it got accepted. But basically, we went through multiple steps in this process. There are, you know, tens of thousands of applicants, and they kind of start narrowing it down. And they try to get a wide sampling of businesses. So we were there as representing an aesthetics procedure, or a procedure we offer in our med spa, and how we can actually grow awareness of that procedure and how we can train and license use of that on a national level. But there were businesses there from all over the U.S. We met so many wonderful entrepreneurs with really amazing ideas, and they're going to be on the podcast. So we're having a lot of them on the podcast. So it'll be super exciting to hear their journeys. But for us, we were there to talk about the Performance P-Wave, which is our procedure that we developed and trademarked and have been doing it at Skin & Tonic now for years.
Yeah. The basis of the Performance P-Wave has been really good. I think I wouldn't say that we failed as business owners, but where we haven't been extremely aggressive is that we haven't put it out there. Where The Blocks, for, you just said it, like a lot of us don't even know what The Blocks is, but they've done a really, really good job of educating people about what they are. And I think that we owe that to people because we have a procedure that can truly help people. And it's something that I'm really proud of. It's something that you and I both worked hard on together. We've spent a lot of money, a lot of time, like getting our trademarks. We've got everything in order. We've treated lots of patients. We've had great results, and we kind of just keep it to ourselves.
Yeah, and I'm kind of The Block. So what it was about, I guess I skipped over that part. I talked about how we got there, but it is a reality show and a business class kind of all wrapped into one. So we were there with all these other entrepreneurs, over 100 different companies. And we were there with professional other business owners and investors, venture capitalists who served as judges on the show. And so basically they were able to kind of coach us and critique us on some of our performance throughout the week.
I was going to say judge almost sounds harsh because they truly were coaches and they coach not only on the business aspect of it, but these are all people that are involved in their businesses. They started out as small business owners. They know the struggle that small business owners have. And it was real interesting to me to see that they could take something so technical as, you know, the numbers that it takes to run a business, but they could put a personal spin on it so that even us that aren't formally educated in business could understand it. And so I think it's truly a talent for somebody to be able to take something that they know well and teach other people without them feeling like it's a force fed.
Yeah. We really learned so much from the other contestants, but also a lot from the coaches or judges. And but it was a competition and it was filmed and it will be on TV. So we were doing classes in the morning on some business principle, and then they would take that business principle and put us into a setting where we had to apply things that we learned to our business and give a pitch to the judges. They had a grading rubric, and based on that rubric, they would decide who performed the best within their individual pod. And then the winners of their pods competed on the main stage in front of their whole group. And you'll have to watch the show to see if we ever won any of the pods or if we ever made it up to the main stage. So we'll be excited for that to come out and you guys to see.
But you don't hear a lot about Dr. Chris Crowley. They don't talk a lot about him by name. What you hear more frequently on the show is the Dick Doctor, which is what he's been affectionately known as basically the whole time we've been there filming.
Thanks to my lovely husband, Jerry, who branded me with that on the first day.
It's stuck. It's got a little ring to it. I kind of like it.
So part of my pitch the whole week was to introduce myself and part of that introduction. And talking about the procedure we're going to talk about today, the performance P-Wave, was talking about what we actually do. So we did put a funny spin on it. We did want to kind of lighten the mood. And really what we are trying to do with this procedure is empower our patients, empower any of our guys that are struggling with some sort of erectile function issue. Are there female partners that can bring them in to talk about it? And the more serious we are with that topic, we know that a lot of people are scared about it. They're a little bit apprehensive about discussing it. So we were a little bit funny with it. And we've tried to take that approach where we let people know that these are common struggles.
Well, I think it's such a serious topic, but it's also something that's so common. And in the aesthetic space in general, which is generally, you know, the main traffic in there is female. And we want guys to feel welcome as well, certainly for the aesthetic treatments. But this is something that impacts a lot of people. And it's not just erectile dysfunction, it's sexual performance. I mean, I think you're hard-pressed to find a 45-year-old man that doesn't want to be better, or probably a 35-year-old man, you know, but certainly those numbers increase as we get older.
Why don't you tell some of the stats on this? Because I think a lot of our listeners may not even realize some of the stats on, like, how many people who have experienced a failure in sexual performance or a failure in the way they want to perform by the time they're 30, 40, 50, et cetera.
So by the time you're 30 years old, 30% of men have had at least one episode of not being able to perform like they would like to. By 40 years old, at least 40% of men have had one episode of erectile dysfunction at some point. And it continues 50%, 50 years old, 50%.
And those numbers increase.
You know, people are living longer and longer. So you get to someone that's 80 and, you know, they still can get out and exercise. But then you have, you know, this sexual impact on them. And it truly does affect your entire psyche, especially as a man, because, I mean, we're penis driven, you know, so. And we have a treatment that's non-invasive. It's not painful. It's something that can be done easily. It's something that gets results. And we've kind of kept it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So let's back up and talk about the performance P-Wave and how we developed this procedure. And the treatments actually that we use within this is kind of a combination of things. And so we do train on it. And so we're not going to get into details on the technical aspects of the procedure during the podcast. Any of you guys that are interested in learning more about it, go on and reach out to us. You can go through our social media channels, either mine is Dr. Crowley on Instagram or Jerry Drinkard NP, or reach out to Skin and Tonic on our website, our Instagram, and we can give you more information on training and where you can get training to learn the procedure. But in general, the components of this and the different things that we've combined for the procedure are things that we've performed in some fashion over the last decade. Like there's a few parts of this that are new and innovative that we've only done a few years, but the core of the evaluation of the patient and the way that we come up with treatment has been around. We've been doing it for almost 10 years.
Like you said, I think we've taken something that worked and we've tweaked it and made it work better. And, you know, every patient's different. Every treatment's tailored to that specific patient. And that's where the consult comes in handy because, like, I'd venture to say, you know, every third man that comes in is suffering from a different issue. And it's really nice to be able to interview the patient with their spouse. Because a lot of times it's something that they're a little more comfortable to talk about with a third party there. And so I always say it's taboo until you talk about it, and then it's normal.
I've heard you say that 1,000 times. So it's interesting some of the things we've had and we've experienced over the years. So obviously we're going to tell a few of those stories. The details have been changed a little bit. And so obviously none of this is going to be directly tied to a patient. We can't disclose any of that. Everything we do is confidential. But we've seen over the years men who have come in for treatment who have actually not even needed treatment but didn't want to have that open communication with their spouse. So they're there because the spouse referred them to be there. We've seen spouses who bring the men in who swear that they have no issues, no problem, and then they get treatment and months later they talk about how much better they are. But when we look back at their original evaluation, they said they had no issues to start with. So it's like, what are you better than? So we've realized over time the struggle that people have talking about sexual function issues. And I hate using the word erectile dysfunction or sexual dysfunction because it appears that there's something wrong. And in fact, everything could be right and you are just not performing at the level that you would like. It may not be optimal. And so we really have found a way to help you perform at your optimal. And that's, kind of how we've changed our marketing, our branding, the way that we approach it, our personal conversations and consult, and the way that we educate and train our staff to handle these sensitive issues with dignity and respect, but make patients feel open to talk about any sort of issue they have around sexual performance.
Yeah. And, it's one of those things, if we can do treatments that help people to improve their performance, and a lot of times the performance isn't for that person. They want to perform better for who they're with. Nobody wants to be a subpar performer. We all want to make our partners happy. We all want everything to be the very best we can do. And I think we can talk about it in the bedroom, but I think that's everywhere. And so if there's something, you can go to the gym to make your body appear better for your partner, and you can diet and you can exercise, but there really aren't too many things that you can do to improve that outside of medication. And a lot of people don't like the side effects of, the sinus type symptoms and the headaches and everything associated with some of the other medications. And so I think this is a really good option for most people.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. So we'll talk a little bit more detail about what we actually do and some of the complaints that people have. But if you're easily offended by sex talk, now's the time to tune out. You can tune in again next week when we're not talking about a sexual topic.
Because the dick doctor's getting wound up.
The dick doctor is about to give you some specifics on what we can do to help your you men and you women who, I'm not going to say dick, but you men and you women who are wanting this for your men partners, at things that we can do for it. We actually had on a recent podcast episode, one of our first female board certified urogynecologists. We're going to do an Instagram on this later today. And so it'll be out before this podcast is out. But we got some negative feedback on it. And there's a lot of people who really don't like sex talk and they don't want to hear people openly talk about it. And that's a wonderful thing about podcast and subscription-based services. If you're not interested in it, then you can definitely tune out. Don't listen to us, because we are going to address these controversial topics. And we have some guests that are going to be coming up that I can't wait for, that's really going to dive into some of these things in more detail than we are.
But our controversial topics, to me, are we discuss these things to make them discussable.
Yeah.
Like 100%, we don't say one single thing to offend anyone.
No.
We don't have any malice in anything that we say. And every single thing that we say is with the purpose of helping people.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason we developed this podcast. We spent a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort goes into it. Sierra spends hours trying to decide topics that people want to hear about. And for somebody to think that there's some type of ill intent behind what we say is like a little bit offensive.
Yeah, that's interesting though, because I didn't take it that way in some of the comments. Maybe some people have been with their comments directly bashing it. But I know you and I often interpret things, the same situation, very different. And in this case, I don't think people thought that we did it with malice. I believe it's personally a reflection of the society that we live in, where people are taught that sex is taboo. and they don't want to talk about it. And so it was almost like, you know, one of the comments was on the female sexual health. And again, that was very science driven. So that was, we had as a guest on that episode to really help ease that discussion. We had a board certified urogynecologist, the first female board certified urogynecologist in the US. So of all people qualified to talk about female sexual health issues, we really went out and found one of the experts in this field to help facilitate that conversation. And some people still found it disgusting. So to me, I didn't take it that those individuals thought that we were doing anything with ill intent or malice, but that these issues just shouldn't be discussed.
Yeah.
So that's what I think, everything that you said, we put a lot of effort to break down the barriers, because I think both of us and probably anybody out there doing aesthetics are, let's say not even that. I bet you there are many people out there, cosmetologists, nail techs, and they hear these stories over and over and over again, but nobody will talk about it with each other. They have that person they're going to get a service of some type, and they trust that person, and they will talk about the issues they've had with their husband, their spouse, but nobody knows where do we go and get help for this. We know where if we have high blood pressure or diabetes to go and get help, but there's no easy path to go to say that my sexual performance is not where I would like it to be, male or female, and to talk about it makes you appear dirty or nasty, or, you know, that you're just a slut, and that why are you just in this for pleasure? And I think part of it's based in religion, part of it's based in cultural norms. We're in the Deep South where people don't like to talk about those things. You don't talk about money, sex, religion, right? It's not polite.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are breaking those barriers. We are talking about all of those things that make people typically uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, it's here.
It's here. Let's talk about it. So let's start talking about dicks. That's what you like me to call it. So let's do it. So the performance P-Wave. So we've been doing it for a while. That's our procedure. That is a proprietary method that we developed. But we've done versions of this in the past. One of the things that we identified is people don't like to say they have erectile dysfunction. Men do not like that.
What is performance? So like when we say performance improvement, what is it that you can expect from it?
So one of the things that we've said 1,000 times to people who ask us similar questions is, I think almost everyone universally, but men in particular, want to perform better as a dad, as a husband, as, you know, a coach, at things they do, they want to perform better. But then, like you said, what are the metrics that we use to say that you're performing better? And that's where it is, you know, it cannot be overstated that you have to be comfortable having these conversations, because it is not just the fact that you cannot obtain an erection and we can give you a pill or a shot or a treatment of some sort and make you have an erection that's going to make you instantly perform better. So you have to have a qualified provider that is able to have an open conversation with you so you can delve into and figure out what are the performance issues that they're having trouble with? Because we see that some guys will say, I can have an erection, but I can't keep it throughout sex. Some people say, I can't get an erection at all. Some people say that it's somewhat erect, but it's not like I was in my 20s and I want to be like it was in my 20s again. And so we see things on this whole range of symptoms and problems that guys will come in with. And so I think first and foremost, you have to have that conversation to know what issues they're struggling with, to know if we can help them perform better, because that will look different for every one of those cases that I just mentioned.
You just said that probably the most common thing that people come to me for is not, I do see some that don't get erections, but the most common is that it's just not like it used to be. I don't get as hard as I used to, but they can still have sex. So they think that that's just enough to get them by. And my questions, I always like kind of start my consultations with pretty uncomfortable questions. Like, do you wake up during the night hard? Do you wake up in the morning hard? And can you masturbate? That's three things.
Why do you ask people if they can masturbate? I know the answer, but why don't you let our audience, why is it important if someone can masturbate?
If you're not getting erections during that time, if you're not getting erections at night, if you're not getting erections in the morning, if you're not able to masturbate, there may be some physical problem with that. If you are able to masturbate and you're able to masturbate alone, then a lot of times there's some type of emotional problem that's tied into that. And we see that a lot with our PTSD patients. And we've talked about it on prior episodes of Beauty and the Brain with when we had Sherry on. And, you know, it's one of those things that if trust is broken along the way with different disorders such as PTSD, then sex is directly tied to trust, and oftentimes it's difficult for people to get erections because of that. Those people may have zero problem masturbating. And so as a guy, if it ever happens once, the next time you think, you're like, am I going to get hard? And if it happens then you think there's something wrong with me. And I think at that point, it just snowballs for a lot of people. Not everyone, but it can become a huge, huge problem. And I think that the performance P wave does a lot physically, but I think it also gives people an emotional strength to know that they can be better. And I think that emotional strength is directly tied to improved performance. And I think that's how we can help people.
Yeah. And you know, part of what I think that we do at Skin and Tonic, we do with the Performance P-Wave, and when we teach sexual health procedures, is we coach and train any provider that would use that name that are going to say they're offering this, because it is something that we own the rights to, and it is something that no one else can say they do without direct training from us and approval that they can, that they've been trained by us and they understand how to handle these issues. Because the cornerstone of that is, we skip to some of the more salacious questions that you ask, but the real key is that we do a medical evaluation, because we want to make sure that there are no medical problems that need to be addressed first. Or simultaneously, we can address medical problems and some of the physical problems that need to be addressed while we're treating them for whatever their performance issue will be. In addition to helping them achieve whatever their goals are, so let's say that they're going to, you know, our tagline is increased size, stamina, and performance. So if they're going to have increased, stamina or performance, which is subjective and going to be based on their initial examination, are there things that we can do to increase size?
Yes. One, increasing the strength of the erection, that in itself increases size. Using the sound wave device, that improves size. Using the vacuum pump, that increases size. Having frequent erections, that increases size. And so all of these things go in. There's supplements that are out there that we encourage people to use. You know, you were talking about some of the things that can lead to medications. We evaluate medication lists. Be sure, is this a side effect of medications? And so, the increase in size, and we don't tend to market size.
I think most guys are probably average, right? That is the definition of average. But I think every guy feels like they're smaller than average. And so there's a perception that they're smaller than they need to be. But there are cases where there is a true size mismatch. And part of the performance-based issue may be that they're not able to satisfy their partner because they are incredibly small. And so that is why it's not absolutely necessary. We can obviously treat patients alone and we respect their privacy, but we do encourage that we have conversations with the spouse or the partner present. Because many times the guy may think they're not adequate, but the spouse is saying, this is fine for me. And then that's a different discussion. And maybe that's something that we refer more to a therapist. And we have a few therapists that we work with because we don't treat all the psychological problems. So that is where we do incorporate the psychology into it. But occasionally there is a true size mismatch and they're not able to see their partner have the pleasure that they would like. And so then we can talk about ways to augment that patient are ways that they can opt not to do a procedure to satisfy their partner. And so that is part of what we do when we do offer trainings on this, is to educate other providers on, it's not always about just doing a procedure and getting the money from the patient. That is the easy low hanging fruit. It's like they can come into your office, say, I have this problem and we can do our procedure and send them on their way. But that's really not what we're about. We're about educating the patient, their partner, and really getting results from the procedure that we've developed.
If it truly is a problem with the size of the car versus the size of the garage, we do have the Vagi Cadaver.
Yeah. Well, we have the Vagi Cadaver for females, which actually can shrink the size of the garage. But we have other things that we can do to increase the male as well, right? When we can do fillers, there are other things that we can do to increase girth. There are things that we can do to make them appear longer. So if it's psychologically, they don't like the way they appear naked, There are different things that we can do to make it appear longer when it's soft. So when they're changing, or their wife or girlfriend or whoever's watching them change, that it appears longer. Are things that we can do to change the erect size. So truly, there are a lot of options we can have to, as you say, get a bigger car or shrink the size of the garage we're putting it in to help that size match be more appropriate.
Yep. I didn't use any bad words.
He used no bad words. I'm so proud. But Wiz is our podcast, so you can use whatever words you want. So I don't know. Can he use whatever words he wants here? Do we get censored? No, we don't. So I didn't know that answer. What we see over and over again, and we've talked about this, and we got asked this question, we're on the blocks, you know, in terms of patients that come in and have the procedure and are happy with the results. Do you want to talk a little about that?
Yeah, I think probably somewhere around 80 to 90% of patients see positive results. We encourage a combination of treatments, and it works better with the series. We can, if you have any questions, we can discuss price and all that. Just give us a call at the office. You can talk to myself, Sierra, Chris, anybody at the clinic can answer questions. But what did you ask me?
He didn't pay attention to me.
I started down the right path.
Satisfaction rate. We were saying 80 to 90%. And that's what we see anecdotally for sure is, you know, we haven't done studies on this or double-blinded placebo-controlled where we do sham treatments versus real treatments to see the difference in the results. But we know that we're upfront with patients about the procedures, the intended side effects, and why we're opting to do these things. And then they can make a decision whether or not to do that. And we know that by being upfront and by carefully selecting patients. So over time, we've learned to screen out candidates and refer to other therapies back to their either primary care or to therapist. And by doing that, we do have a very high success rate. So patients get results and they're happy with the results.
That's medicine. Yeah. That's with anything. And you're in critical care. So you select patients, certain patients for certain medications, and you have rationale as to why that medication is going to work best for patients. And so that's what we do at the clinic. And I think that's why our success rate's what it is. And I think that's why people continue to come back.
And so if people are wanting more information on it, some of the things that we've done to try to break down some barriers is to put some information up on our website. We do have a website called theperformancepwave.com. So patients can go and look this up discreetly. They don't have to have conversations with us. But really, there's no substitute for a one-on-one conversation because we're able to really help identify if this is an appropriate procedure or not. And so if anybody's interested or wants to know more about it, you know, go on, schedule a consult with us. You can go check out performancepwave.com or go to skinandtonic.pro. All these links will be included down below, and you can go and check that out. For anybody that is listening today and wants a discount code on this, the CEO is going to create one and put it in the link as well. And so we'll do Beauty Brain. We can do the same thing that we've been doing with our podcast of Beauty Brain, and you'll get a percentage off of the procedure if you link it to this podcast today.
Sounds perfect.
Anything you want to add in?
Come see me and the Dick Doc at Skin and Tonic.
That's going to wrap up our episode of Beauty and the Brain for today. Thank you guys for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in again next week.
See you soon.